The Defence Forces has denied reports that an Air Corps plane was stranded in Africa after a mission to evacuate Irish soldiers from the Democratic Republic of Congo. A statement this lunchtime said the plane is currently in the air and is expected home tomorrow. Cathal Berry is an independent TD for Kildare South and a former officer in the Defence Forces. He's with us in studio. Very good afternoon to you, Deputy Berry. Thanks for coming to talk to us on the programme. What, as far as you understand it, was the mission of this plane? How did it come to be in Congo, and then I think it was in Uganda waiting for clearance to fly home?
Yeah, good afternoon, Brian. So there is a United Nations peacekeeping mission in the Democratic Republic of Congo at the moment. But it's quite a lot of friction between the peacekeeping mission and the Congolese government, and a lot of unrest, a lot of rioting, a lot of protests. So Ireland, I would argue quite rightly, decided to withdraw its 3 peacekeeping troops. That happened last week. But unfortunately, that's all grand in theory, but Ireland as a sovereign country lacks the capability and lacks the aircraft to do this in a safe manner and do this in good order. And that's why we had the complication over the last few days.
So the aircraft that went out there had certain limitations in terms of its capacity to refuel and to return home, I suppose, in what you'd say is a timely fashion. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. And the aircraft that was used is perfectly suitable for flying around Ireland or the UK. It's a PC-12 Pilatus aircraft, but it's completely unsuitable for flying in towards Africa. So, I mean, it's limited range. It only has a single engine, and it's a very, very small aircraft, so very unsuitable. And as a result, a challenging operation even became more complex because it had to be refueled 4 times on the way down and the way back, and that's why we were seeing the complications we saw.
And that, the department says, was always known to be the case, and its plans for this mission took all of that into account.
So I suppose if you go back to the root cause, I would say this aircraft is unsuitable for this type of mission. We're the only country in the EU, bar Malta, who doesn't have the means to transport their own people who get in trouble overseas. So, for instance, this time last year in Kabul, Irish troops, we've excellent troops, but they had to literally hitchhike with French aircraft to get to Kabul to pull out Irish citizens, and the Finns and the French flew our troops home. Secondly then, almost 2 years ago, there was almost an identical situation in the Congo with 2 peacekeepers who had to be withdrawn, and we saw during the pandemic that Ireland had no means to extract their own citizens or diplomats abroad. So it's definitely a deficiency, and it's an area that we have to improve on.
Is it an issue, though, that's going to be resolved in the as a result of the review into the future of the Defence Forces that published in the last few months in the Government Committee into many of the recommendations of that process?
Yeah, well, we hope so. But again, you shouldn't require a governmental commission to state the obvious. I mean, an air force or an air corps, as we have, without having air transport aircraft, that'd be like a farmer not having a tractor, or a jockey not having a horse, or, if I may, a radio presenter not having a studio. So having dedicated air transportation, multi-engined, I mean, that is a fundamental requirement of any military organisation.
And in the absence of that sort of capacity, do you think it will limit into the future Ireland's ability and the Defence Force's capacity to get involved in these kind of missions?
Absolutely. And the root cause of the circumstance over the last few days was diplomatic clearance from southern Sudan wasn't forthcoming. Southern Sudan is a major conflict zone at the moment. Its government isn't as efficient as it should be. But if we had a better aircraft at longer range and multi-engined, you could just circumvent South Sudan and fly over Chad and Libya and back home that way. But because of the short range and the unsuitability of the PC-12 for that particular type of operation, the options were limited in that regard.
Cathal Berry, thanks for talking to us on the News of One.